Beis Hashem, the learning should be the Refu Shalema for all that need Refuos and Yeshuos, specifically Binyamin, Pinchas ben Daphna, and Ben Tzion ben Rachel. Beis Hashem, Shalev Refu Bakar of Mamish.
Amen.
In the Parashat Vayigash, Mamish is of the most emotional Parashios in Kol HaTorah Kula. As a Yid, you can't open up and read through Parashat Vayigash and not be literally bawling. The reunification of Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers. Ani Yosef, the moment Ani Yosef, imagine what that moment in history was. Yosef and Binyamin crying on each other's shoulders. And then the culmination, Yaakov, Avinu, and Yosef HaTzadik meeting up after all these years. Can imagine what that was for a father and a son. Mamish is a very, very emotional parsha. It's a very special parsha. My grandmother, Aviv Shalom, my mother's mother, who loved learning parsha, used to always tell me how special this parsha was to her. There's so much to discuss and there's so much to analyze. It's one of the reasons I couldn't stay away from talking about the parsha, even though Asar B'Tavis is coming up. And I thought about speaking about Asar B'Tavis tonight. Maybe some ideas will come out. We'll see. So you know, there's a famous idea, there's a famous psukim, that when Yosef HaTzadik was sending to tell Yaakov Avinu that he was still alive, and to bring Yaakov Avinu down to Mitzrayim. So the pasuk says in Perek Mem Hey, pasuk Chazayim, Ve'edabar Elav is called Divrei Yosef. They told him everything Yosef wanted to tell him. Asher Dibar Aleihem Ve'yaras Hagolos. He saw the wagons. Asher Sholach Yosef Laseso So. That Yosef brought to carry him up. Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Aviyem. And the spirit of Yaakov was alive. There was something that Yaakov Avinu saw in these wagons that gave him koyach, that gave him excitement. What was so special about these wagons? And additionally, we have to understand, why does the pasuk say that he sent the wagons laseso, to carry him up? Lases means to carry up. We all know Mitzrayim is going down. V'yardu Mitzrayim. You go down to Mitzrayim. So why does the pasuk say, let's say so? So Rashi already points out, very famously, I'm sure you all know the Rashi, that the Golos Simen Masr Lahem, that Yosef HaTzadik was sending a Simen, B'maha Ya'osek, Kishapirish Mimenu, that he remembers, and he still remembers, what he was Osek in, what he was learning with Yaakov when he left him, Parshas Egla Arufa. The parsha of the decapitated calf. We know the whole halacha. It's a very strange halacha. When an individual is found dead outside the city. And the agolos, the wagons, which is the same word, agola, of the calf, egla. And that's why Rashi ends, Vayaris, Zeshom, Vayaris, agolos, Shasholach Yosef. V'lonemar Shasholach Paro. It says specifically, he saw the wagons that Yosef sent, and not the wagons that Paro sent. Because if you look a few pasukim later, the pasuk in Perek Mem Vav, pasuk Hey, says Vayakum Yaakov Birshem Yisu Bnei Yisrael Yaakov Yem Bas Tapam Bas Neshem Bagolos Asher Sholach Paro. The wagons that Paro sent, Laseso So. The Zohar actually says there were different wagons. There was the wagons of Yosef, wagons of Paro. But Pashup Shat, his Paro sent the wagons, but it emphasizes it was Yosef because it was Yosef's idea. And he was trying to be merames, he was trying to hint that he still remembers that last Torah. You all know this. And what he was telling his father Yaakovinu is, don't be worried about my ruchnias. Because he knew that Yaakov would hear right away, Yosef's still alive, and think to himself, Shkoyach, Yosef's alive, but if he's spiritually dead, who needs this? There's no way he could still be connected to Yiddishkeit so long, living in Mitzrayim, and then Tumim Mitzrayim all alone. And Yosef would say, no, I'm not just physically alive, I'm spiritually alive. And I remember why, because I have the Torah still with me. But what's Pshat Laseso, so to lift him up? So we have to see, and maybe suggest tonight and give over a little bit of a different idea. Something, somehow, you know, it's an amazing thing. In Torah, so obviously, Kol HaTorah Kula is so deep and so precious. And here is an idea that all of us have learned this many times over. But I've just shared until now. This Pasuk, this Rashi, so much of this Parsha. But we learn through the Parsha again, and it's amazing how our eyes open up to ideas that we never saw before. And somehow, I don't know, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, for me, I find often, when I'm learning, I'll see an idea, and Mamish never learned it before. But then any Sefer I open up, that's all that's shown to me. And it's amazing, how did I never see before? The Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted this should be my Chizik this year. And maybe it makes sense. But I'm telling you, I opened up a Shem Yishmuel, and this is what I saw. And I opened up I remember I already saw it in the Ber Chaim last week, quoted it in his Torah on Chanukah. And opened up the Shul Pinchas, and that's what he's talking about. And opened up Kushas Levi, and that's what he's talking about. It's unbelievable. To suggest a different idea. And what these Agalos were, and why was the Lashon to lift up Yaakov. So Kedushas Levi, the Halakha of Berdichever, I'm going to read you from the Berdichever. The Berdichever says as follows. It's a very cryptic and full of sod and remez, this Berdichever, but we're going to understand it. When the word Vayaras Agolos Asher Shalach Yosef, and Yaakov saw the wagons that Yosef sent. Where's the water? Water. Remez lo Yaakov. He was hinting to Yaakov. Sha'al yidak me'agolos. Don't be worried about Golos. Don't be afraid about myself being in Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid to come down here. Don't be worried. Ki kol zehu asiba l'geula. Because this is all the prerequisites for redemption. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the master of puppets. Mamish, just orchestrating the world, and it's all going to lead to Geula. Ki hara hu asiba l'tova. All the bad that we see, that we perceive as bad, is siba l'tova. It's really reasoning that's going to lead to good. Vihine ha'agolos, the wagons, hu lashon eagle. Is a lashon of what? Like a circle. Vasiba hu nikra dover eagle. And that which the Siva, the reasoning, that which leads to the redemption is the eagle, is that circle, whatever that means. He doesn't explain exactly what that means. We'll have to explain that. V'rachman avshutim o'ora yosher. And the pashat racham, and the mercy that would be led to, is considered the or hayosher, the straight light. Vasibos hemagulim. Are more circular. That's all he says. Very strange. Very Merami is telling us something deep here, which we're going to have to explain what the Kedusha Levi means. What's Pshat? So first of all, we have to understand what's Pshat in the Agola. We saw in the Shvili Pinchas that he explains as follows. That when you see Agola, Agola is a wagon. What was the message? Somehow we see from the Kedusha Levi, Yosef HaTzadik was trying to tell Yaakov, don't be afraid of Golos. Don't be afraid of exile. Don't be afraid that I'm in Golos. Don't be afraid of coming down to Golos. Don't be afraid of tragedy and difficulty in the world, because it's all a Siba Lagula. It's all to lead to redemption. What is the Agola, the wagon, Bimaram is to? So first of all, we have to understand, Ein Agola B'li Manhig. Meaning what? A wagon by itself does nothing. A wagon by itself just stays in its place. A wagon needs a Manhig. It needs someone sitting there and leading it. It needs someone driving the wagon. Which is what he's trying to say first and foremost. First and foremost, Yosef is saying to Yaakov, Avinu, Tati, there's a manig, there's a leader, there's an Eibishter, there's a Rabboni Shalom that's turning the wheels. This is a Rabban Shalom that's turning the wheels of the world. And even though I'm in Golis, and even though you're going to come down to Golis, I know it's the Rabban Shalom and Komad of Rechman al Tavavid. That I know that even just knowing that the Rabban Shalom turning the wheels, there's a Nechama in that. Just knowing there's a Manig. The Rabban Shalom is the Manig of the world, turning all the wheels of the world. As we see the Lashon of the Rambam in Yesod HaTorah, if you read through just the beginning of Yesod HaTorah, in Perek Aleph, Yesod HaYesodos V'Amud HaChachmos, which is Rosh HaTevos Yud Kei Vav Kei, foundation of all foundations, L'Yeda Sheyesham Matzah Rishon, to know that there's a God, there's a Matzah Rishon, there's something that was first, V'Umamziko HaNimsa, and He creates and finds everything else. Listen, I'm going to skip a little bit to Hey, even though it's worth reading all of this. Hamatzoy hazeh, this matzoy, this being, this God, who halokei ha'olam adon kol ha'aretz, He's the God of the whole world. Vu hamanig, He's the one who's the manig, He's the leader. Hagalgal, hagalgal, who rolls, who turns the wheels. Bekoach she'en lo keitz v'tachlis, with strength that has no ends. He's constantly turning the wheels of the world. Shagalgal soviv tamid, and those wheels that he's turning are always turning. V'yafsha shiyasa b'lo mesavid, they can't turn without someone turning them, which is the Ribbono Shalom. V'hu baruch hu mesavid oso b'lo yad b'lo guf, he's turning them with no yad, no guf, no physical, he's just a being of the Ribbono Shalom. So first and foremost, chevra, is to understand, and what the wagons represent is there's galgal, there's circles, there's wheels of the world that are being turned by the Eibishter. And with that alone, there's a nechama. With that alone, there's a nechama. We know there are tragedies in the world and difficulties in the world constantly. And you look in our community this week, a very special man, a tzaddik in the community, Rabbi Schoenfeld of Shalom, was nifter suddenly. He was a little bit sick, but mamish suddenly. Some of the chaver know what I'm talking about, but just to be a little bit bederch lister, someone who's very close with one of his children, very late at night last night, was here, was talking to me, and was so worried, so sad for the family, but so worried about how are the children, how's the family gonna move on and find nechama, find comfort? How do you move on from such a tragedy? It's hard to lose a parent so suddenly. And I said, I don't have answers. Everybody deals with it in different ways. And some it will take longer than others. But I said, when you have, and from what I know, who he was talking to me about is someone that has tremendous emuna. And we might never know till Bias Mashiach why such a tragedy will occur and why it did occur. But we can know when you have emuna, and when one can say Baruch Dayan Emes, when you can really mean those words, Baruch Dayan Emes, and you believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the manig that was megalgel this occurrence, that this came from the Eibishter, that itself is a tremendous nechama, a tremendous comfort. But you have to really, you can't just say it. You have to really believe it. But you believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world and He has rhyme and He has reason. That itself is tremendous, and you'll see that will be the biggest koach to move on. The biggest strength to move on from difficult times is that emuna. Is that emuna. And this is the lesson of the Agolos. And this is coming right after Chanukah. You want to know why, Chevra? Listen to this, Chevra. Incredible. I've got to read it to you from the Sfasemes, the Heilige Gerareva. Sfasemes says like this. It's in his Torah on Chanukah, Tuf Reish Samach Aleph. Okay? We still can't leave Chanukah. Hopefully, the neighbors of Chanukah are still burning bright within us. And we kept Chanukah with us. And we'll continue some Torah on Chanukah.
Then we gotta bring the seals.
I already made my Maduras. I made a big Madura already. Vada. You can do it next. Allah Bahir.
Yeah.
I hear. So it's brought down not to leave them because you might use them for something else. But
no, I haven't.
Okay, okay. Listen to the words of the Halakha Sfas Emes. Kisha amda malchus yavin arash ashkicham tzoyersecha. The Greek, the kingdom of Greek, they stood up to cause it to forget your Torah. Ki hayolahem chachmativius. They believed in just secular knowledge, the nature of the wisdom of nature. When you believe in nature, you forget how God is watching over the world. Our creation, Bnei Yisrael, is to what? To teach the world, to give testimony that God is the one controlling all nature. Yavon is 66, Gematria Galgal. Exactly, Gematria Galgal, that turning. But they believed, Shaya Bekiyim Bechachmas Galgal Hamazolos. They believed in the Galgal, the turnings of what? The Mazolos, of astronomy and astrology. They believe, which is saying nature runs the world. Avabemes Hanhogos Kol Galgal Kol Api Hanhoga Elyona. As we read just now in the Rambam, the Manig of the Galgal is really the Eivishter. Kamosha Kasav Bisifri, Bisifri Koidesh, and the Holy Spirit. Listen to what he says. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem your God. So Yavon's Gematria Galgal, because they believe in the Galgal of nature. But we believe there's a manag that's on top of the Galgal. We believe there's an Abishter that's turning the wheels. So Elokecha, I am God, Elokecha. Elokecha is also Gematria Galgal. Elokecha is also Gematria 66. To say what? No, it's not the Galgal, it's not the nature. It's the God that's above the nature. It's the God that's turning it all. Which is also, by the way, Gematria Hayahoyvaviyya is also Gematria 66. So Anoichi Hashem, I am Hashem, which we know Yud Kei Vav Kei stands for Hayahoyvaviyya. I am in the Shulchan Aruch to see that. That he was, he is, and he will always be. And he's Elokecha, he's your God, that's what? That's constantly being Megalgal Kol Olam Kulo. Shemi'ito Ba Kol Eila Galgalim. From him come all of the turnings of the world. You hear this, Chevra? You can't make this up. You can't make this up. There's no greater chizik in life than having that emuna that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. When you deeply, really understand Eibishter runs the world, there are no questions anymore. It's not that we have answers, but there are no questions. There's a difference. I may not have the answers. Why? I don't know why. I'm not sure why. But the question fades, because I can't even ask the question. It doesn't matter. The Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. I'm okay with it. It's not just haphazard. It's not just something that happened and I don't know how to deal with it. I know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, and I know there's a rhyme, and I know there's a reason. And I know that there's a Manig Yisrael, and not just a Manig Yisrael, there's a Manig Kol Olam Kulo. And therefore I'm okay. And therefore I'm okay. And there's no bigger chizik for us. Every one of us is going to deal with difficulties in our life until we have B'ez Mashiach. And if we don't have it in our personal life, we have it in our global life. And if you don't have it in either, then it means your eyes are just closed. Because that's what Golus is. We're living in Golus. We're living in a tragic time. We're in Golus, and we can't forget that. So how do I deal? Because I know there's a Manig. I know there's Hashem Elokecha. And that's what the Golus are telling us. It's not just a wagon, you have to have a Manig on the Golus. But let's take it one step further, Chevra. One step further, what the Shemesh Shmuel says. What I saw in the Shem Shmuel says as follows. That how do the Agolos have a manig, but they work on wheels, as we're explaining. But how does a wheel work? Take any point on a wheel. The wheel's turning, and the wheel has to go, and it goes all the way and hits the bottom, hits down. It mamish goes all the way down. But why is it going all the way down? Just to get right back up. Meaning what? The lesson of the Agolos, and also what Yaakov Avinu was being told by Yosef HaTzadik, was not only is there a manig, but all the yirida in life is letzarech aliyah. All the times that we're going down, it's only chizik to get right back up and to lead to greatness, and to mechazik ourselves. As Rav Nachman says, the lowest of points is the greatest potential for growth. And each and every one of us has to do that, understand that when we fall, it's only Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam, it's only to get right back up. And when we have tragedy and difficulty in the world, it's only there in order to build. It's Tzayser Elamas Livnos. It's destruction in order to build. And therefore, the Pasuk says, Vayaras Agolos HaShashalach Yosef. Yaakov saw, excuse me, the wagons that Yosef sent, Laseisoso, to help him rise up. He might have physically been going down to the Tumah Mitzrayim, but that was all the wheel moving down in order to come right back up. And that is the second step. Meaning first, just know God is above us and God is turning the wheels, but it's not just He's turning the wheels. It's Kol Ma Davar Chon Al Tav Aviv. Even when we perceive something as low, it's only low in order to get high. And we have to see that in the world of tragedy and in our own personal lives. And that's the moon each and every one of us has. We have to be walking with the Ribbono Shel Olam every moment of our life. You know, the famous Gemara Brachos, you all know it. But let's just read it inside to understand something. I want you to understand something. This famous Gemara, we've quoted this before. The bottom of Samach Lebeis. You know it. You heard this when you were in nursery school. But listen to the Gemara. Chintana Mishmei Rabbi Kiva. La'olam ye'adam rokh lomer kol davar rachman latav avin. We should all be accustomed to saying. We should say it all the time. We say. You should say everything God does is for good. Everything. Ki had Rabbi Kiva, like Rabbi Kiva. You know the story. But listen to how he says the story. Davi kazal ba'orcha. He was walking. He was journeying. Excuse me. He got to a town, he wanted to stay somewhere, he wanted to stay and be a guest. No one will give him a place to stay. He said right away, listen, he said it right away. Everything God does is for good. It's okay. He went and he was out in the forest. What did he have with him? He had a rooster, he had a donkey, he had a fire. Asa Zika Kavila Sharga, a big wind came and blew out the fire. Asa Shunra Achla Tangula, a cat came and ate the rooster. Sounds like Chagadja, right? Sounds like Chagadja. Asa Arye Achla Chamra, and a lion came and ate the donkey. He has nothing. He lost. First, he has nowhere to stay, and now he lost everything he had. What does he say? Amar Kol David Rechman Al Tav Boy. He says everything God does for good. He said it right away. Recognize that. He said it right away. Belailos, a geisa, shivuya lamasa. At night, bandits came and took captive to the whole entire city. Armeluhu, lav armeluhu kol macho osa kodesh baruch hu kol tova. Then he said to his talmidim, didn't I tell you everything that God does is for good? Now you see it. Now you see it. What's he trying to show off to them? He's trying to say, I told you so? Does that sound like Rabbi Kiva? He's trying to teach them the importance of saying it even before you see the end. It's easy to go in retrospect. It's easy to say at the end, oh, I saw it happen, see it was all for good. Shkoyach after the fact. Our ability to say it, he says you have to be ruggle cool. See, didn't I say it? Meaning, recognize I said it already. That's what he's trying to teach them. Recognize I said it then. And that's what he's saying. You have to be ruggle to say it all the time. Not once you see the good. And when we do that, by the way, that itself brings sweetness to any judgment. Listen to the words of the Halakha Kedushas Levi in Parshas Vayeshev. Kedushas Levi says, "Gam sorich adam lisnaig b'chol dover shemevi lav yisparach." Person has to accustom himself by everything that Hashem does to him. Yekabel mimenu benachas to besimcha. That you should accept it benachas to besimcha. Anything that happens to you, anything. Benachas b'simcha, tragedy, difficulty, yisurim, hardships, begashmes u'beruchnius. We fall, so also beruchnius. We fall beruchnius. We have some difficult day in learning, in davening, in shmir senayim, in whatever, maven yavin, we fall. Kabo benachas b'simcha. Okay, that's partially our fault. We have to do tshuva. Al derech shamar Rabbi Seinu b'chol me'odecha b'chol mido mido shu modi l'cha havi modi lo ma'od ma'od. You have to say it. You have to say everything Hashem does is a tav of it. V'yivtach. And have bitachon. V'yamin and believe sheyesh b'zat toiv v'gedola. Ki meitolo seisei rachas v'sholom. Nothing bad happened from God. You have to believe this. K'nachemish gamzu. Sheberov haftachto v'manasam izbarach amra kodover gamzu l'tova. He had such a moon, everything he said gamzu l'tova. And listen to what he says. Ubezehu mamtik hadinim elav. And through this, when a person is able to constantly say kol madavrach mantav of it, when a person says that he's able to be mamtik the dinim, he sweetens the judgment. The hofech osam l'rachim v'osem ira l'tov. He turns them to mercy and flips them around. You hear, Chevra? We have the ability through this type of emunah to really not just believe Hashem is running the world, but it's all for good, and believe that. Besimcha, we flip it to good. That's the koyach, and that's what Rabbi Akiva is saying to Talmidim. You see, I said kol madav ruch matav of it, it turned into good. It turned into good. And that's what Yosef HaTzadik was saying to Yaakov. And that's what the Anoich Hashem Elkecha Asher Azizicha Meretz Yisrael. I am Hashem your God. Anoich Hashem Elkecha. Gematria 66. I'm running the world. I'm turning the galgal. I'm Hoyo Oyvaviyya. Asher Azizicha. I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. We went down Mitzrayim in order to be taken out and receive the Torah and go into Eretz Yisrael. It all leads to good. And we needed that. We needed to learn what it is to be an Eved before we're an Eved Hashem. We need to be refined, whatever it might be, all the reasons this farm talk about. Not to get into right now. But we have to believe. It's like the famous song by the Rascal Flatts. God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. You know the song, Chevra? You don't know the song? You don't know country music too much? You know the song? No? It's a beautiful, beautiful song and a beautiful line. I mean, it's talking about relationships and other things. Yeah, I'm even Yavin. But the idea is all the seemingly broken roads in life are all leading straight to a perfect place. Meaning the Eibishter runs the world, and what we perceive as broken roads are really straight as could be. God blessed those broken roads and led you straight. Mamish, that's what the words of the Kedushas Levi, because I think that maybe it could be. B'derech Ruach HaKodesh, the Rascal Flatts understood it from the words of the Kedushas Levi. Why? Because what the Kedushas Levi said, what he called all the broken roads are the Agadol, Lashon Eagle, which is not straight, which is circular. That's the Siba, that's the broken roads, that's the path, that's the journey. V'arach Me'abshutim Or HaYashar. It's all really a straight path, a straight line. And that's what we have to understand. All the circles of life are really all a straight path to Kedusha, to Simcha. We have to believe that. And that's what all of Golos. The Ben Ish Chai says that Golos is Ayin Golos. Ayin is 70 nations of Golos. But we have to understand they're all Golos. They're all those wheels that are being managed by the Eibishter and going to turn to good. All the time among the Umos Oilam, or whatever it's called, Ma'adav Rechman Atav of it. And that's true in the life of Yiddishkeit as a whole, but that's true in our personal lives. And we have to believe it. Each and every one of us, whatever we're going through in life, we have to believe the Ribbono Shel Olam is by our side, and it's going to lead to good. You know, the Gemara in Tainus shared this before, but listen, I'll add a new nekud on it. The Gemara in Tainus, Daf Lamed Aleph, all the way at the end of the entire Masechta, says, Amar Belazer, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Machol HaTzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle of HaTzadikim. Atanz! It's going to be a tatz. Machol tzadikim. Who you should beinayim. Began Eden. There's going to be a tatz with the tzadikim. Machol tzadikim. What's a machol? It's a dance, but it's a circle. He's going to make a circle. Tzadikim understand it's all one big circle. Whenever there's a circle, even when the wheel's at the bottom, it's only in order to get right back up to the top. So he makes a circle to show that's what life is. It's a circle of life run by the Eibishter. And we have to believe in that. The Halakha of Yisrael after us said that's what is being told in the Gemara earlier. We say, Lo Yom Tovim in Tainus, right before this, Lo Yom Tovim Yisrael, Ki what? Ki Yom Kippurim, U Ketu Ba'av. Everyone they ask, and the Gemara goes at length to explain what does it mean. Yom Kippur, we understand. Yom Tzich Vechila, Yom Shinit Nabaluch Shnios. Two Ba'av, so Ev Yisrael, in a very deep way, B'nai Yisrael brings this down, says two Ba'av is two Tezvav, two, the 15th letter of the Aleph base. Two bit Aleph base, two Ba'av, two bit Aleph base. That's the Simcha. What's the 15th letter of the Aleph base? The Samach. When you understand the circle of the life, when you understand the Machal Tzadikim, that's when you have no greater simcha in the world. This is what the Ohev Yisrael says. The Samach. And that's why the Gemara in Brachos, listen, Chevra. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that in Dalet, on the base, that it tells us in Ashrei, what? Ashrei has no Nun. Because Nun represents the Mapalasan Shosh, our downfall. Okay, Nafla lo sosif kum b'svul Yisrael. Nafla will fall is the letter Nun. But then goes on. But Rav Nachman says David says was soimich the Nun soimich Hashem lechol noflim. When you put the Samach next to the Nun, it's okay. The Samach soimich Hashem lechol noflim. It's okay. When you see everything and you understand that every fall is really just to get back to the top. Everything's okay. It's Oimech Hashem L'chol Noflim. B'nai Soscha says that's when you have a Nes. What are the letters of Nes? Nun, Samach. When you see the world as a circle and you understand that everything, even anything that looks like a Nefila, it's only to get back to the top. And that's what the Agola, the wheel that's run by the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's when all of life is one big miracle. What is a miracle? Miracles when we see Yad Hashem. As we've spoken about many times before, a miracle, I wake up in the morning, it's a miracle. That I could see is a miracle. That oil lasts 7 days, 8 days is a miracle. It's all Yad, anything that we see is Yad Hashem is a miracle. It's really just one big play of words. Either everything's a miracle or nothing's a miracle in this world. Once I start seeing God, I see Him everywhere. Everything's a miracle. What is a miracle? When I take a Nun and I add the Samach to it, and I see that I'm never falling because I'm always in that circle run by the Rabbeinu Shalom, I have a Nes. Soimeich Hashem L'chol Hanoflim. Soimeich Hashem L'chol Hanoflim. So I saw in the Shvili Pinchas, he took it one step further, Chavra. Shvili Pinchas says, a Nun, as the Gemara says, represents Nefila, because if you look, the letter Nun is only half a circle. You don't see the full circle. If you don't see the whole circle, you're a Nun. So then it's Nefila, and that's not an Ashrei. Trader. It's a good time. You have to think about that. Right, but that's a Nun. When you take the Samach and you see the first circle, that's when you have Sameich Hashem L'chol Anaflim, and everything's okay. And that's when it turns into an Ace. But the Nun is only a half circle. The Samach is the full circle, the Machal Sadikim, as we said. So, Chevra, it's true. We're coming upon Asar B'Teves, and Asar B'Teves is a day, again, to remember difficulty and tragedy. And to do introspection, and to build a closer relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom through the tshuva of the day. But the MS is to understand, and even though each and every one of us sees tragedy in the world and difficulty in the world, we have to know, as Yosef HaTzadik was telling to Yaakov, there's a manig, there's a leader, there's an Eibishter, and the manig runs the world. And the manig's turning the wheel, and anything that looks at low is really very, could be only there as a Yerid Letzar Chalia. We have to believe this in our lives and believe it in everything we see, and with that machshava, every moment's a life of simcha. Every moment, there is nothing that can be difficult because it's all Yad Hashem. And the more emuna we have, the more belief in Hashem, the more understanding that Hashem is by our side always and running the world always, will be zeiche that not just individually have that simcha, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that that's the way we perceive the world, so to say there's no reason for any more wake-up calls, there's no reason for any more difficulty, will be zeiche to only real geula, with the Gula Shlema, Mit Hashem is Baruch, B'zoicha Asar B'teves, which Chassam Sofer explains as the beginning of Churban, will be the beginning of Gula, Bez Hashem is Baruch, will be Zoicha to Bin Yibis Migdash, Mitzvich Zakenu, Bim Herav Yemenu. Amen.